Hello everyone and welcome back to the World of Apps Station. I hope everyone is doing very well. So in the last feature we talked really in depth about Wunderlist, alternatives to Wunderlist, and of course we recommended a fair few of them. Now naturally these resources are pretty beneficial for your daily productivity, so making sure that you've got an alternative for a post-Wunderlist world is pretty important. Now, you can go back and enjoy that on the podcast if you wanted, and also on Anchor if you follow me here, or favorite me, that's what it's called, because, you know, you can go and enjoy that content, which is great. Now, naturally, today I wanted to talk about a few more apps, but this is sort of like, I guess, a discovery time. Like, what I tend to do at the weekends and occasionally in the evenings is, like, scour a few apps that I haven't like sort of been able to review. Like these are either things that people have recommended me through the YouTube channel or people who have recommended me stuff in person, but also a balance between my own personal discovery and also looking at places like blogs, podcasts, YouTube videos, content like that, going out and being able to test all of those in practice. So naturally, I wanted today to share a few of those app discoveries I think you enjoy. Now, the first one I wanted to recommend is an application called Notion. Now, I don't tend to recommend project management software, but I wouldn't really call this a project management software. Now, most of the time, resources are pretty hard to come by. Like, good resources are hard to come by. There are obviously plenty of project management apps out there. Asana, Trello, Taskworld, Hive, all of those apps that are brilliant at doing their job. However, I think when it comes to onboarding a team member, when it comes to being able to find things in speedy methods, then I think that's something that lacks sometimes in a team. And what I found was Notion. I found it a couple of weeks ago, and it was a recommended from Alex Icon when I was just having a catch-up lunch with him. And naturally, I was a bit, like, when I saw the front page, I was like, okay, notes, task, wikis, this has been done a million times. But when I sort of went deeper with the application, when I started playing around with it, it's pretty cool. Like, you can create your own workplace, essentially, where you can store everything for later. I'm actually probably going to be setting up my own workstation there so that I can just like add all of my thoughts and ideas in there. So hopefully that becomes a sort of hub for me. I'm going to be experimenting over the next couple of weeks. So this isn't going to be something that's laid down law-wise that you can go away and use. So just keep an eye on what I'm doing with Notion. Just because I think it's going to be the place where I store stuff. Anyway, moving on to another application that I would like to recommend. Evolve is another one. It's sort of like a fitness coach approach application allowing you to track all of your sort of fitness goals and activities as well. You know, it's hard to find good fitness applications sometimes because they're buried under like premiums and things like that. And Evolve is a fairly new one. And it's a fitness application that seems pretty cool and pretty functional to use. Now, the next one, again, is sort of touching on the fitness sort of nutrition space. It's called Tasty. This is a bit more friendly. Like, I had an application that I was using for, like, meal recipe ideas. Like, I don't really get much. Like, when I think of, like, a meal to cook, I'm like, okay, what do I cook? Like, I don't really know. And then I'm like, okay, why don't I look at inspiration? So I normally look at something like BBC Good Food, look at a few pictures, and I'm like, oh, I can make that. Yeah, I know what ingredients are in there. But yeah, I had an app called Kitchen Stories, which was essentially an app that documented sort of recipes. And I still use it to today, like look there and be like, yeah, I could cook that. Or, no, I couldn't cook. That looks too intricate. But an application called Tasty has come across my sort of newsfeed a couple of times on Facebook. So they actually do a Facebook page. They've launched an app now. It looks pretty cool. I've been playing around with it. The recipes are great on there. And a good way for you to get ideas if you're someone who spends a lot of time like trying to prep food or be in the kitchen and sort of make things a little jazzier, I guess. I'm starting to get into that mode now where I'm like, I could start cooking good food, actually, as opposed to pretty bland food and things like that. So that's sort of my recommendation, Tasty. It's available on iOS and Android, I believe, so definitely worth a download. Moving on to the next recommendation, I actually put two on here. The one is War Wings, which is a new gaming application. It's actually been rated one of the top gaming applications of the week. And I think Apple are pushing it quite heavily because the experience inside it is pretty good. What you basically do is you fly like Spitfires and planes like that, and you can move them. You can like attack other planes and squadrons and things like that. It's quite an interactive game, but it's I think the thing that makes it stand out is it uses all of the capabilities of the gaming engine inside of Apple. So that's why I think they like it a lot. Now, naturally, it's one of those games that you can get pretty addicted to, so just be aware of it. I think it's only available on iOS at the moment. War Wings, it's called. War Wings, two separate words. And it's pretty fun to play around with. The next game I want to recommend is something that I'm actually going to be downloading. It's £3.99, which is about $5 in the US. Probably about $4, actually. They'll probably price it out anyway. It's called Motorsport Manager 2. Now, I played an application called Motorsport Manager 1. It wasn't called 1, it was just called Motorsport Manager. But it was the best motorsport game on on the App Store. Now, the reason why it was because it was so realistic. You didn't actually play the game, but you're actually a manager to that. So it's a bit like Championship Manager. You don't ever play the games, you just manage them. And what I loved about it is it was so accurate and detailed. Now, I sort of got bored of this game because I actually found like this way to do it, like this, not cheap, but like this process that you would start up a new game, and I sort of got bored of it fast. But this one seems to be a lot more efficient. Now, it's a lot more detailed. The graphics are pretty advanced. But the thing that really does step up the game is if you're an F1 lover, it goes so much into detail on like certain like equipment that you need, advanced tire functionality and things like that. It goes really deep in the car's actual strength and abilities. So this is the reason I'm probably going to be downloading it as my treat mid-month to like sort of relax me in the evenings or in the mornings as a way to sort of play and maybe do a race every day or something like that. Because I think games have a very beneficial, from some of the research that I've done in practice, and also from when I was researching for articles, the games do have a really good like impact on your anxiety and things like that. So playing a game work-related stress do have a good correlation. They say that if you the people who played games, video games in the evenings, actually improved their chances of not getting work-related stress issues like from that. So it's actually a very beneficial sort of experience. Now, naturally, I want to round up today with a sort of summary of the apps that I recommended. So today what we did is we went over a few app discoveries of the week. We talked about the fitness application Evolve, which you can use to log goals, activities, and your nutrition efforts as well. Notion, which is sort of like a project management / document bringer together wiki experience. It's sort of like having your own Wikipedia. Next thing is Tasty. I also recommended Kitchen Stories, which is two food applications that will help you pick out good recipes and help you create those recipes, create those foods. War Wings and Motorsports Manager 2, which are two strong games. One, a action war game, sort of like Spitfire interaction game, and the other one, a motorsport fanatic sort of game where you manage other players. So I hope you enjoyed today's feature. Let me know in either the comments or Twitter somewhere whether you enjoyed this feature, because it'd be great to hear whether you like these app discoveries. I try to pick out like a good range of them, so they're not just like all productivity or all like food. So feel free to let me know whether you enjoyed this feature, whether it's on Anchor or whether it's on other features or social media. I'm on Twitter at @FrancescoD_ALES. I'm also on YouTube, so feel free to subscribe to me. I put out regular videos a bit like this in video format where you see my ugly face and also probably some screen shares and apps. But I'm sure you enjoy that there. Anyway, guys, thank you so much for stopping by. Make sure to have a great day, keep productive, and I'll probably be back tomorrow for another feature. Cheers!